This is Ron's update number 54. I'm sitting in my backyard. You may be able to hear the birds chattering. An occasional airplane may fly over and a school bus may go by. But the birds constantly chatter. And an occasional mosquito flies by. I'm pretty squirrely when it comes to training programs. I jump around from one to another. And since I've got about, I don't know how many of Galloway's books, I've got one book that's a 5K and 10K training program. Then I've got the half marathon training program. Then I've got his marathon training program book. Then I have his training plans book. And then I have his Run Till You're 100 book. And all of these various books have various training programs. And they are basically very similar as far as, you know, with three runs a week, a long run, two shorter runs, and depending on what type of a race you're planning on training for, you've got the magic miles and the intervals and stuff like that. And I think they all, basically all of those have that basic scheme to them. And I originally was planning on doing his 10-mile training plan from his training plans book. But I got an email a couple of days ago about his new 10K app for the iPod Touch and the iPhone. And I went online and looked at it, thought it looked interesting, so I bought it and downloaded it onto my iPod. Now, the only disadvantage of having the iPod is you don't have the GPS, so distance is out. So the plan will run on the iPod just fine, but it's based on minutes instead of distance so much. It still has a distance in there based on what you tell the plan your pace is going to be, what your 10K pace, present 10K pace is. But, you know, that's just a rough estimate. So I had my first workout today, and it was a race rehearsal workout. I'm using his plan to improve my 10K. So the first workout was a race rehearsal workout instead of just an easy run or something. And it put me through some, oh, I don't know what you want to say. I usually don't train that hard, okay? I'm pretty lazy. If I do it on my own, I go out and I run what I've got to do. But he has background music in there that is a pretty good beat to it, and it varies by, like, when you put in what you want to do. If you want to do a three and run pattern, three and one pattern, like run 3 minutes, walk 1 minute, then during the run portion, the music, the beat is going to be faster, but when you switch to the run, it slows down. So it's pretty interesting. Plus, he prompts you all the way through the workout as far as the running and the walking, and gives you tips and various things like that. So I'm going to be using that training program. I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and try to use that for my Peachtree training, and it should work out fine, because I'll still get long runs and everything, and it should force me to run faster to try to keep up with these beats and the music. So, what I'm going to do is probably use it for this next week, and then I'll come back and give you my rundown on it and see what I think about it after I've actually used it more than one day. But as of the one day that I've used it, I like it. So we'll see if I have the same opinion in a week or so. So I'll be talking to you later, okay? Bye.